ominous. I don't think so. It is very upbeat and very awesome. Kashmir by Led Zeppelin. Mrs. Bowerly's probably sick of hearing it because that's my own personal psych song. One of many personal psych songs that I have. It is, she's definitely sick. It's 8.5 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly. I heard David Bellavia talking about this earlier on his 10 to 2 show, and I thought, wow, what a great topic, and I haven't done it, and I don't remember if I've done it or not. I don't think I have. But and I also have brought up the idea of physician-assisted suicide. This does not mean a government program, some Orwellian Soylent Green thing where old people are done away with by the government at the government's discretion. It is the choice of the individual. It's no different than my healthcare proxy, my living will, my final directives. It just adds an option of, hey, if I get a diagnosis that, every indication is that in 6 months you're going to be a blubbering, blabbering idiot, I will say, well, great, I've got a career in radio then for a long time. I'd like to be able to say, okay, well, you know what? I'll set up my appointment with the physician-assisted suicide expert. I'll go in and we'll pick a date and no fuss, no muss, done. I want to die with dignity. And I tell you something, I'd rather die 5 years earlier with a quality of life than 5 years later in a nursing home with maggots eating my festering wounds, which actually aren't a bad thing. They actually clean out festering wounds and are actually used in medicine today for certain deep infections. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Hey, remember in Gladiator? When Russell Crowe's arm was slashed by the centurion and the maggots were in there and his future buddy said, leave them there. They will clean the wound. Well, they did. 803, everything you always wanted to know about maggots. Hey, it takes one to know one. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Polly in Niagara Falls, you are on. Hello.
Oh, hey. Listen, if I want my children, if I cannot function, shoot me in the head. Like, I don't want to die, in a slow, morbid death in a nursing home.
So then what difference do we have? We have no difference. The only difference is the way in which you want to end your life. You want a bullet behind the ear. I'd rather just go out with anesthesia like my cats.
Oh. Anesthesia sounds really good.
Well, anesthesia, I have had roughly 28 procedures since 2017 requiring anesthesia, some twilight, some complete. And all I will tell you is that's the way to go.
It's too funny. It's funny.
I mean, it's either that or I buy 10 pounds of cocaine and do it all at once. I'll go with a smile and a heart rupture. Absolutely.
But listen. I don't know. I think we're meant to, suffer to some degree. Suffer. And take care of our elders.
People do. Every day between 2 and 6 on this radio station. That's suffering enough for anybody.
No.
Let me just get this straight. God loves you, but he wants you to suffer. Really? That doesn't make sense. That's totally inconsistent. It's a logical impossibility.
Well, okay. What I'm saying is our elders, they don't need the care pathway, the Karen Ann Quinlan narrative. Oh, you're a vegetable or you're alive. And then what do you get in between? Who decides that your brain is functioning? And then, you're sent to the death or not.
I think you're totally, Polly, I got to move on because we clearly have an issue communicating. I'm saying that if an individual chooses to go out with dignity, the individual given the proper medical information and data, should be able to end his or her life with dignity at the time of his or her choosing. I mean, we just keep going in circles here about, well, the government, I don't want the government. This has nothing to do with the government. This has everything to do with individual choice, which I think we ought to have. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Not talking about the government turning us all into Soylent Green. Not talking about Rod Serling's Twilight. Was it Twilight Zone or was it Hitchcock? It's a cookbook to serve man. Remember that one? Didn't mean to blow the ending for you. let's go to Becky in Tonawanda. Becky in Cheektowaga on WBEN. Hello.
Hello. By Soylent Green, good movie.
Edward G. Robinson, correct? His last major role?
Yes. Yep. And Charlton Heston.
Not his last major role. His last major role was president of the NRA.
Yep. But anyway, I have been diagnosed with stage 4 bone cancer. 2 years ago, they told me I have 5 years to live. This year, they say 3. But I am functioning wonderfully. I am feeling good. I am still working and will continue to work as long as I can. But this is the year I'm getting things together. I'm going to have my healthcare proxy designated. I'm going to make my wishes known as to what I want, don't want. I am also pre-planning my funeral.
Don't forget the power of attorney. Don't forget the power of attorney. Very important document.
Yep. I'm putting my daughter's name on the deed to the house so that if I go to a nursing home in 3 or 5 years, the nursing home can't take my house. I am planning, and that's what people need to do. Now, I'm a person, I love to laugh. I work because the people I work with are wonderful people, and they make me laugh every single day. And when I'm down, they're there for me. So I saw something on Facebook the other day, a woman, she had a flash mob do Another One Bites the Dust at her funeral. And I'm like, oh, my God, I love that. I just love that.
Awesome.
So I'm planning a party. I've already told everybody. Don't you dare cry at my funeral. I want everybody to talk about all the stupid crap I've done or said over the years. I want everybody laughing. I want them to enjoy themselves. I'm going to have a party afterwards. You know, I might do a little CD video, you know, and have them play it, you know, at the party. I live my life positively. I don't want people crying at my funeral.
I don't either.
You know.
I don't either. If anybody plays Tears in Heaven at my funeral, I will haunt them forever in the bedroom, in flagrante delicto.
Yeah, and I already know, my daughter says, you know, Mom, you're never going in a nursing home, but I took care of my mother-in-law, and I know a point comes when that may be a possibility. So I already know the nursing home I want to go to when that comes to, because my experiences with my mother-in-law, the one she was in the first time, a nurse was hot and went around opening the patient's windows in December when it was 20 below or 20 degrees, and the patients all got sick, and Mom ended up in ICU and almost died. So I interviewed a lot of nursing homes, and you'd be surprised, some of the best ones are the worst ones to go to.
That does not surprise me. My grandparents spent a fortune every month, and it was no better than the hellhole nursing home my great aunt was in.
Well, you know, we put Mom in one. I won't say the name. I won't tell you where it is.
Of course you won't.
We put her in one. And it was one of the bottom ones. If you walked in, you would think, oh, no, this isn't where I want to be. But the staff was upbeat. They were wonderful. They would sing to the patients, talk to the patients. They'd sit and watch a show with the patients. They were right there if the patients needed anything. You know, Mom's nurse would come in every day, and she'd do the salsa and sing songs to her. You know, and the lady in the hair salon, she just loved making her patients look beautiful and would tell them all they looked beautiful and handsome. That's where I want to go.
Was this a nursing home or an old TGI Fridays?
No, it was a nursing home. The menu was not a gourmet menu, you know, and it was basic food, but, you know, it was good. But it was the atmosphere. It was the atmosphere in the nursing home and the patients. That's what I looked at, because staff can put on a show for you. But you look at the patients and you listen to the patients. And that's when I knew that was the place for Mom. And they took really good care of her. They would call me whenever they needed to, you know, and yeah, that's where I want to go. I want to go to that one if I have to go to one.
Oh, that's awesome. But I think, I mean, look, you've got stage 4 bone cancer, and you are doing great despite that very painful disease. I don't know how you are so upbeat and chipper, because that's a real painful one, is it not?
Right now my pain is more, the arthritis exploding in the joints. And one ankle, but I haven't gotten to the point yet where it's really extremely painful. I think it's because I keep moving. I think it's because I have a positive attitude. I'm still working. I'm not sitting home being depressed, you know, dwelling on the bone cancer and, you know, I'm just living. I'm going ahead and living.
Well, before you check yourself into that nursing home, make sure that the atmosphere is still the same as it was. Given the rate of turnover of nursing home staff, they might have a whole different crew in there with a whole different attitude. I mean, I'm glad the atmosphere is great.
I plan on doing that.
Well, it reminds me of the restaurant on the moon. Great food, no atmosphere.
I love your sense of humor.
It's an old joke. I just recycled it.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Well, Becky, I wish you the very, very best. And it sounds like you're getting all of your ducks in a row, which is a smart thing. And the other thing I want to suggest to you, Becky, I don't care what nursing home you go to, every bit of jewelry comes off of you before you go into the nursing home. I've got a little routine. Every time I get a surgery, every bit of jewelry comes off. Every last thing.
I don't have any diamonds or rubies or anything. I'm just costume jewelry is all I have. Yeah. I don't have anything of value.
No, decent stuff that I wear when I want to look decent. So thank you.
Yeah, I never cared about that stuff.
I do. I mean,
what can I say?
I'm not to a ridiculous degree. I mean, I don't look like Liberace or anything, but my pinky ring is my great grandfather's cufflink. So obviously, yeah, well, the guy was a total putz, but I'm just saying, thanks very much, Becky. I appreciate the call. No, my great grandfather was the doctor, and he was the best gonorrhea doctor in Buffalo. And this was prior to antibiotics. People swore by my great grandfather. True story. Dr. Frank Brusso. You can look him up. Kind of a character around town. If he wasn't helping people, he was getting into fights. My kind of guy. Let's go to talking about nursing home horror stories, but no names of anybody, any group, any organization, even really good ones, okay? I must follow the orders I have been given, which are good orders, by the way. Here's Debbie in Lackawanna on WBEN. Welcome to the show, my love.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Great.
Yes, Tom, I worked in a nursing home. I was a nurse's aide for over 30 years.
Oh.
I can tell you stories. And I heard that one about the state. Well, when the state comes in, you got people coming out of the woodwork that you never seen before, you know, out of the offices, that even the patients are saying, who are you? Who are you? To make it look good for when the state's there. And you're right. As soon as the state goes, they're gone.
So I'm a little bit confused. My understanding is that when the state comes, it is supposed to be an on-the-spot, sudden visit with no pre-indication. Are you saying that there's corruption within the organization the state has to send people out to nursing homes? They go into hair salons all the time, and amazingly, they always find $3,000 worth of finable offenses. It's incredible.
They do get a tip somehow, because they'll say they're over here, they're over there, and they do know. They somehow find out that they do know. And sometimes you do wonder, because sometimes you think, how do we even pass?
Wow. Okay, as somebody who worked at a nursing home, how did word travel around the grapevine that the state was coming?
Well, they come in before they go to this place, and they're at this place now, so here they'll be coming here. And as soon as they pull in the parking lot, there was a code going over the intercom. and the phones were everybody's phones were ringing.
Wow. And in addition to seeing people you've never seen before, what happens at the nursing home? Suddenly diapers get changed and meals become filet mignon?
Oh, yeah. Not so much the meals. It's just that they're talking to the residents, you know, and playing games with them because they won't get their fingers dirty. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But, yeah, they'll be on there answering call bells and stuff like that. But for changing, no. They'll find you to come and tell you to change this person or this person. But if to give them a water or stuff like that, they would do it. But, yeah, they're definitely there talking to them and playing games and reading the newspaper to them. Yep. And you never see them. You don't even know they existed in the place.
How did you live in such a hypocritical environment and work in one for 30 years as a nurse's aide?
I voiced my opinion a lot, but it got me nowhere because if I said something, they just moved another person. They just moved that person elsewhere and think that nobody would know about it.
Wow.
I can tell you stories in regards. I know somebody was left in a sitting position from breakfast, and I was leaving after 3 o'clock, and that person was still sitting in that position in bed. And I said something, and here it is. When the next day, I got 2 days later, the person was moved to another floor. It's like they throw it somewhere else, like people don't talk. Yeah, we do talk.
Debbie, if you have something else to say, I'm going to put you on hold till after the break. I'm going to continue this, guys. I mean, look, this is as our parents become older, as you become older, and eventually you will, you 30-somethings. Some of you who are in your 30s are already dealing with this with your older parents. Some of you in your 40s are already dealing with this. And look, people do get premature Alzheimer's. It happens. Early onset Alzheimer's does take place. I know somebody to whom that actually happened. And, it's a horrible, horrible thing. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. This is really important stuff. And if nothing else, I hope that this causes some of you to go through your legal documents as far as your healthcare proxy, your power of attorney, your will, all of the documents that you need to have in order while you are of sound mind. And I have made my wishes abundantly clear to my family. And yes, there will be immediate cremation, and they're going to build me a pyramid at Forest Lawn. Sound could only be Brian May and Queen. It is 5:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly talking about nursing homes. And look, I'm sure you've had this discussion in your family. We certainly have had the discussion in my family. And if you're just joining us late, first experience with a nursing home, I was a boy between 5 and maybe 8 years old, and it was really awful. It was one of those hellhole nursing homes my great aunt was in. And I can't say that the experiences later on in life at one of the $12,000 a month places was any better with my grandparents. It was a colossal waste of money. They should have planned a hell of a lot better for financial future. And all I can say is to sum up the atmosphere of the place. My sister is, shall we say, rather outspoken. And when we're riding in the elevator with staff members, she said, "This place smells like," and she used the common word for excrement. And she did get a dirty look from one of the workers, but we all said, "Hey, she's right. What are you going to do?" 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, it was so bad. It was so bad that when one of us accidentally disconnected Grandma's oxygen, we really all looked at each other like, should we really even bother plugging this back in? I mean, isn't it kind of like a little late at this point to worry about this. And furthermore, let me simply say, look, I don't support the government. I mean, I don't know how anybody can interpret what I've said as, oh, you're supporting the government taking care of old people by killing them. No. What I'm supporting is your individual choice to die with dignity. And I would like the option, if I am diagnosed with something, while I am of sound mind, to be able to go to a physician-assisted suicide doctor and say, hey, look, whenever my family calls you and says, yep, he's got the dementia, he has too much pain, I want to exit this world on my own terms. I want to exit it painlessly, just like anesthesia. And we are nicer to our cats and dogs than we are to our human beings. And I don't make any apologies for saying there comes a point when life is not worth living. And if you have no enjoyment of life, or you basically become a drooling vegetable, I'm sorry. That's not how I want to go out, number one. Number two, why would I want to impose that on my family? Just like, let me go. My life is over. It was pretty awesome. On balance, it was pretty awesome. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And to just say something controversial, your religious views have no place in my decision. Keep your religious views to you. I'll keep mine to me. Thank you. Here is Chris. I'm certainly going to hell, aren't I? Here's Chris in Tonawanda on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Good evening, yes. I should say.
Whatever it is.
Whatever. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
Oh. It's tequila o'clock somewhere.
There we go. I worked in many nursing homes, and not one was better than the other.
Oh, Chris, I made a horrific blunder. I put Debbie on hold, and I forgot to go back to her. So, Chris, as a fellow nursing home worker, I'm going to put you back on hold. I'll be right back with you, okay? I'm sorry. That's my screw-up. I needed to go back to Debbie in Lackawanna, who worked for 30 years as a nurse's aide in a nursing home. And basically what she said was, when the state was coming to inspect, the nursing home somehow found out. And I don't know how they found out. I don't know if they're supposed to find out. But I know people who run hair salons, and the state will just show up. And invariably, they find $3,000 of violations every time they show up because it's a racket. It's a shakedown by the government. That's all it is. If John Gotti had done it, it would be a racketeering situation. The state does it. It's for your health. I have very little use for government, by the way. Let's get back to Debbie. Debbie, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Tom. In regards to it being worse staffing when the COVID started, that's absolutely wrong. The staffing's always been terrible, and the staffing really ain't utilized the proper ways, seeing that you go there, and like I said, I had family members in two different nursing homes, and I waited 45 minutes for them to answer the call bell, even though I went up to the desk twice. As they sit up there with their phones, those phones should be taken away from them. I'm sorry, and the two nursing homes that my family members were in, honestly, were terrible. Were literally terrible. I mean, they don't care you were there. They don't care to yell at your family member. It was unbelievable.
This does not surprise me in the very least. And again, that is what I don't want to go through at the end of my life. And I don't want my family to see it. And I don't want the people who love me to see me in that condition.
I mean, I had family members call me at 2 o'clock in the morning because they couldn't breathe. And they shut the door on them. And so I literally had to call the supervisor quite a few times in order for them to give them an oxygen treatment.
Wow. I got...
Yeah, it's Tom, the thing is, you do have some really, really super good aides. But you got some there that I just come there, sit there, and be on their phones all day long. And I mean, there's times that my family member wasn't even fed or even given their trays. And I was one going there a couple times a week. They still don't care. They would yell at him. They don't care. Some of them just don't care. Some of them are totally, they go out of their way. But some of them, the one they're hiring now in it, is unbelievable.
Well, you know, this gets back to something that came up earlier. as we are well aware, many job situations are in desperate need of being filled right now in the United States. And when you talk about a job of a nursing aide, which basically, I mean, let's just be frank here, you have to do for a grown-up what you'd ordinarily do for a baby. That's not a real enticing career for most people.
You have to be a person that wants to do this. But the thing is, Tom, they don't care. Even persons that know what's going on, has their mind, and can tell you, they still don't care. They just, their attitude is terrible, and you do that. You can do that. I have other residents, so leave me alone. You know, I mean, and just, they don't, it's worse for even residents that don't know what's going on, but they do this to people that have the right mind.
Wow. Debbie, I don't know what to say other than thank you for corroborating what others have said and my biggest fear about any nursing home. And again, I don't give a rat's butt whether it's one of the hellhole nursing homes or whether it's an $18,000 a month nursing home. I think they all suck. And I think they're all criminal enterprises.
Oh, agree. It's all for the money. It really is all for the money.
All right. Thank you very much, Debbie. I appreciate the call. I really do. I, again, ambulance services, same way. The bill for my father to be transported across a parking lot, I could have wheeled him in the wheelchair. But no, got to be in an ambulance. Such a racket. And, you know, there are so many shades of gray in life. I'm having a hard time figuring out anymore who are the criminals and who are the good guys. And then the gray area, really? Let's go to Chris again in Tonawanda. I had gone to her stupidly, after the news at 5:30. Chris in Tonawanda, you've worked in nursing homes and you're on WBEN.
Hi again. yes, I've worked in a few of them, and some of them were high class. Same thing. Bit nasty. And it has to do with the workers. Workers don't care about the residents. They don't treat them like they would their own. And that's me. I want to be treated. I treated my residents or patients or whatever as they were my grandparents, how I would want my grandparents to be taken care of. Even hospitals. I was just in the hospital not too long ago, and the staffing was horrendous.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. There are not enough registered nurses, and I'm sorry, but the mandate that registered nurses be vaccinated against COVID, that's something we all saw coming. Everybody except Kathy Hochul, but as long as Kathy Hochul sucks New York City, pumps New York City with money, she's going to be governor forever.
Oh, of course.
But isn't there any peer pressure in a nursing home staffing environment for people to pick up their duties, no pun intended, to pick up, hold up their end?
No, because they hire, they go through this basic training to learn basic CNA work, right? And then once you do that, then you're on your own. Well, these kids that they're hiring, even older people that are doing it, they're too much into their phone. I worked at a nursing home where there were aides, probably, I say mid-20s. They were in a residence room. Now I'm in my 30s. They were in a residence room putting her makeup on, using her hair stuff, and talking about going out that night when they have to toilet all these other people. And here I'm trying to toilet them, and they could be a two assist, so I'd have to ask a nurse. A nurse is inconvenienced, and you could smell them. It's ridiculous. I don't want to sit in my stuff. I'm sorry.
No. Well, hey, Roger Daltrey and the Who sang many years ago, I hope I die before I get old. And I hope I die before nursing homes even enter the lexicon of the family discussion.
And that's another thing. I agree with you 100%. I want to die with dignity. I believed in Dr. Kevorkian, his way of doing things, administering whatever. You have nothing to live for anymore. You're ready to go. Your body's done. It's just a bag of bones at that point. Just do me in.
You know what? I mean, how can I disagree with you? Because I've had that belief ever since I was a little boy, that death with dignity was better than 5 years of lying in my own bodily waste. No, thank you.
Exactly. And they treat our animals better than they do humans.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
I mean, I'm sorry, but my farts are bad enough. And, you know, nobody needs to be exposed to the other stuff. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate the call.
Oh, not a problem.
Thank you very much. I mean, it would clear the stadium. I'm just putting it out there. Anyway, it is not too much information. Oh, come on. Like, yours are any better. Well, George Carlin said, your own always smell great. Anyway, right now it is 69 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to Lori on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. Great.
I agree with every single thing you said today. I thought I was the only one that was thinking this because, you know, I would talk to people and say, oh, no, I don't want to go through. I don't want to put my family through it. I don't want to go through it. What good am I after a certain point? I can't live functionally. And they would look at me like I had grew another head. I'm going, why would you want to hang around, like you said, when you can't have any kind of a life? You're not the same person you were prior to this. If I'm giving told that I'm not going to be anything like I was. My brain is gone. I'm, like you said, drooling all over. Why would I put my family or myself through this suffering? It's so crazy to me that people don't think that way. Now that I've listened to your show, I'm hearing, yeah, a lot of people think that way.
You know, the truth of the matter is, Lori, I don't even like people to see me when I have a flu. Like, okay, leave me alone. Put some ginger ale outside my door. Maybe bring me a meal. That'll last me a couple of days, and I'm fine. But I don't want you seeing me at less than my stellar self.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, I didn't tell this to your caller, but I worked in a nursing home when I was in my 40s. And I wanted to go because I was interested in that kind of work. And so I just became an aide. I was working the night shift, and I thought it was great because, you know, they'd buzz their rooms, and I'd go and I'd rub their back or talk to them or just, you know, play music. And I get back to the nurse's station, and they go, we prefer that you didn't do that, because then they're going to expect us to do it.
Oh.
I go, yeah. Oh, okay, I didn't last long.
And that's what you get for your $12,000, $15,000 a month.
Exactly.
A bunch of people who couldn't give a damn about your care or comfort.
Exactly.
It's all about the frickin' money.
I only stayed as long as I did, which is like approximately a year, because there was one gentleman there who was, no one liked him. I mean, he would just swear at you and call you names. Guess what? He was my favorite. He was my favorite. I thought he was great. You know, I'd go in and he was getting bed sores on his feet because he was twisting his feet. So my mom made these lambskin slippers for him so I could wear them in bed. And he would still swear at me. And I go, you know, I love you. So it's all in your attitude.
Well, you know what, though? But you have brought up a very important point. People in nursing homes, people with dementia, they are not themselves. So, and especially if you are dealing with white patients and you are one of our black brothers and sisters, how many times have you been called that word by your patients? And you just got to say, you got to say to yourself, they don't know what they're saying. They're just not mentally competent.
No.
I mean, Lori, I never want to get to that point.
No, and I loved it, but I couldn't do it because I knew when I left, it was just going to go downhill again. But while I was there, I loved it. I was always getting yelled at because I was answering the bells too fast, and it's ridiculous. It was ridiculous, but I feel the same way you do.
I'm
78 now, so I go, when it's my time to go, I'm going to let you know. I'm just going to either stockpile a bunch of pills or something, but I'm not hanging around.
No, I see, and frankly, I see no point in hanging around. What, breathe for the sake of saying I'm alive? My grandfather, he was alive until 1969, but he basically died in 1965. He just didn't know it yet.
Exactly.
Thanks very much. I appreciate
the call.
I totally
agree with you.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
All right.
Loves, it has been my pleasure. Thank you for all the calls. Thanks for David Bellavia for letting me rip off his topic that caught my attention today. Thanks to Tanner Saunders. Stand by. Tom Puckett next with Buffalo's Evening News.